Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update from Chillzone AC, featuring reliably rude AC systems? Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Because the winds are more out of the east, you notice it's been a little bit warmer. As soon as they start coming out of the north again, it'll cool off. But it's been a little bit warmer. Lows have been around 70 instead of those low to mid 60s. And the good news is, because it's not so humid, it's only gotten up to about 80, 85 tops. So you still got some nice weather. As I'm looking outside, I can see that it's a sunny, beautiful day. Winds are light. Again, I'm going to guess they're coming out of the east because it's been warmer. And I'm going to say right now the temperature is 80, 85 degrees.
How'd you do? Wow.
80 degrees, mostly sunny. Wind coming from the east northeast, 9 miles per hour.
Oh, if it turns more to the north, you get a more cooler air.
But east northeast.
Yeah.
The Panthers win last night, 1-0 over the New Jersey Devils. Sergei Bobrovsky, a 30-save shutout. Sam Reinhardt had the lone goal for the Cats. This was Paul Maurice after the game on the Cats. Learning to win without their best guys. Here's what Paul had to say.
Well, we got something really important that we're trying to. There's two things. One, we're trying to add something to our game. We're trying to create and I thought the second period to give you an idea of what we're trying to do, more speed on the offensive part of our game. And the second thing is we got to learn how to win games without our best players. Because if you get to the playoffs and you lose a guy, that can't be the end of your season. I'd like to think with what we're going through now is teaching us. If a guy goes down, we have to adjust or adapt to another team. We know how to do that.
Yeah, they've certainly had to do that all year. But that was a nice one. Then
any word on Tkachuk?
Yeah, he's like, I think there's reports that he's on the ice, and then there's reports that he's going to start soon on the ice. But it sounds like end of December. Like that's kind of the target. After the Christmas break, it seems like they'll probably they might have him back.
Okay,
that's what it sounds like, which will be awesome. It'll be definitely a much welcome.
At this point, we just want anybody back. Any of the stars back.
Yeah, they've been getting banged up. I think Evan Rodriguez took one off the Chicklets last night too.
Ooh.
So hopefully he's okay. We asked him about that one time. He said they had to use a popsicle stick to straighten out the teeth.
Popsicle stick?
Yeah, remember that? You don't remember that? He told us about that. He's like,
I remember him telling him,
flattened, like they have to flatten them all out, you know, bring them, push them all forward. So they had to use a popsicle stick. Gross, dude. Hockey. Yeah. More headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The Hurricanes win last night over Elon, 99-72. On the grid, the Fighting Musks. Yep, they ride a Tesla into the building. Wasn't enough, dude. Sorry. Texans beat the Bills 23-19. They improved to 6-5. This was D'Amico Ryans on them being over 500 after a slow start.
It makes me feel really good that we won a game. Like it was a really great team. Buffalo did an outstanding job. You know, those guys are well coached, great players. So for me, I'm just thankful for us being able to get a win versus a really good team.
Do they trust C.J. Stroud now? Because, like, ever since he got concussed, David Mills kind of managing things. They're a defensive team. This dude, like, you know what I would do if I was them? You'd see what the market is for that kid before you got to pay him. See if you get a haul for C.J. Stroud.
You know what's amazing about that?
You know Davis Mills was the quarterback before C.J. Stroud, right?
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, go and make yourself a little.
So there was a reason why they drafted C.J. Stroud.
I know, but, dude, he's not been the same guy since his rookie year.
I mean, has the team been the same? I love the way we look at one position and don't look at all the stuff around him and say it's him.
And it's not like they're not the two.
You remember they talk about how bad
the
offensive line was, right?
Okay. They're winning without him. It's not a question that you would have if, like, you're there and you're sitting there and be like, hey, this kid had an incredible rookie year. But it hasn't been quite as good. And you would think it would be better because you'd have more support around because you're going to start spending on things.
Or maybe his offensive coordinator became the Miami Dolphins coordinator now.
Slowick? They fired him.
Right, because he wasn't doing a good job.
And what about this year?
They weren't doing a good job either.
Dude.
And all his receivers always hurt.
So you guys are just excuse machining it for him. It's not that he was a flash in the pan?
No, he's not a flash in the pan.
No. Okay.
So you would definitely pay him a gazillion dollars.
Excuse.
I don't have to pay him a gazillion dollars for another 2 years.
All right. Or maybe you got a defense this good. You know, you start looking at your next rehab project. Maybe you're like, oh, we could poach somebody from somewhere. And then you're like, oh, some people are so horny for quarterbacks. Like, would you, if you were the Jets, if they offered multiple first-round picks for CJ Stroud, you wouldn't do it?
No.
Why not? If you were so into him, it's everybody else's fault. Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I
can't. Why did you say, why did we – we didn't say we were that into him. We just said
– Well, you guys –
I'm saying if I'm Houston, I'm not letting him go for no Davis Mills.
Why not?
Because I've seen Davis Mills before.
Gamer, dude. Hey,
the problem is Flay.
No, Leroy.
It's gamer, a microwave. Dude.
No, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
They had Davis Mills before.
Mm-hmm.
He started for them.
Mm-hmm.
He stunk.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why they drafted C.J. Stroud.
Let me ask you something. We don't see guys with second chances all of a sudden figure some things out.
In a different organization.
Why can't it just be with a different coaching staff?
It's the same coaching staff.
Nah, it's a little tweak, dude, and he's got some more time under his belt. Got some time on the sidelines observing it.
But
you know what it is? He wants C.J. Stroud in Miami. That's what it is.
I don't want C.J. Stroud in Miami, but one could wonder if you were looking for a Tua location and you were to say, would Houston be interested because they don't really trust C.J. Stroud? You thought they did, and then be like, should they do their reclamation project with Tua? Interesting questions. People are asking.
Would you?
You're the people,
your people,
right?
People are asking those questions.
And your people.
Let me ask you a question, Tobin.
Yep.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade, and you're going to have to give C.J. Stroud money.
Mm-hmm.
So make the contracts even.
Okay.
Would you trade C.J. Stroud for Tua?
So I got to give him the money. Do I have to give Houston picks?
I don't know.
To make the deal? Because I would say probably. I would say no, I wouldn't.
Okay. All right, because I was getting ready to – we was getting ready to get into it.
I don't really understand why.
Because I don't – you just complained about the quarterback. And then if I said, would you trade your quarterback for him, and you say no, then you don't think, you know, it's worth it anyway.
I mean, yeah, I don't think he's had a very good year. And now he's got a gnarly concussion. We know how squirrely that is investing into.
But the problem I have is that, you know, the thing about football is there's a lot of ups and downs and ebbs and flows in your career. A
lot of ebbs lately.
Why do we always just, as soon as a guy struggles, he's done. Get rid of him.
I'm just asking questions. It's a natural thing with football. People ask questions.
All right.
People.
People don't have questions about that? The Vikings didn't have that with J.J. McCarthy, with Sam Darnold. Should they have let him go? Of course. The people asked
him. Yeah, they had already determined that was going to be our guy. The Sam Bradford thing was a bonus.
I know that's what they determined. But I'm saying, like, if you would have asked this 2 years ago when this guy was breaking rookie records, you'd be like, oh, no way. This guy's going to be our franchise quarterback forever. But
you think in 2 years, like, it's worth looking at other options already?
I think it's a wonder if your defense is this good – and you're wondering if that's the guy who's like really going to be taking it over the top. People are asking questions.
I don't know if I could play. Like, as soon as you struggle, get rid of you. You know, there's not a lot of them guys.
This isn't like a foreign thing. I'm not reinventing the sports radio book here. I'm just asking a question. They've been riding high, even with CJ Stroud being out. You're gonna have to eventually make this decision on, is he your franchise quarterback? He had a tremendous rookie year. It's been a little bit disappointing since. Just a question. Everybody thought that he was after his rookie year, people were saying, oh, he's already a top five quarterback. That's how good he was.
Well, they do that all the time. They said that about Jaden Daniels.
Well, you know what else they do all the time? When teams win without their quarterback, they wonder, do they need this guy? Should we invest in him? Or could you get a bevy of picks for him? Could you flip him for multiple first-round picks? Because somebody's like, oh, we'll keep it in on him. And then you're Davis Milling it. And then you decide, hey, maybe we roll the dice on it.
And then Davis Mills stinks, and then you're going to be wondering
maybe
why.
Maybe he stinks. We don't know. Maybe we don't.
What do you mean?
D'Amico Ryans isn't getting fired.
No, D'Amico's not getting fired.
He's not getting fired.
They've won the division 2 years in a row, and guess what? They can win this division again.
They sure can.
So, yeah. But I'm not running with no Davis Mills. Davis Mills is like Ryan Fitzpatrick and all these quarterbacks. They got a good time, and then it's over.
Hmm.
Sooner or later, you know.
Tobin, if you have a good game, he'll overlook everything.
I'm not overlooking anything. I think it's a fascinating question with that franchise. Because I actually do think it is, because you always have, it's always like gravy train with a team when you don't have to invest in your quarterback. Like when you're at that point where he's on the rookie deal, you're not paying him $50 million, you're in a good spot as a franchise. And then you have to, as the great Robbie the Degenerate says, the bill comes due. And so you just wonder, like, hey, is this really our guy or not? Or could you make the prudent move of being like, you know what, let's flip this guy. Get a lot for him. We're a defensive team anyway.
And
now we're set up for.
But then, Tobin, what happens when Davis Mills becomes Davis Mills?
What happens if CJ Stroud remains a bust, but you got yourself a war chest of picks?
But if I hear,
what's the more likely?
I mean, they just got over 500. You guys are acting like they're knocking on the door of contending.
They're in the play. Yeah.
I give you $100. You have to bet the next 2 years on one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Davis Mills or CJ Stroud. Who are you putting $100 on?
I'll probably just go CJ Stroud based on talent. But there are other questions. Like, I'm not going to have to pay Davis Mills $50 million.
So now make it $40-50 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're never gonna do that with Davis Mills. But you're never gonna. I'm not here saying Davis Mills is their quarterback of the future. I think you guys are misconstruing what I'm saying. I'm saying if CJ Stroud's not your quarterback of the future, and you could just do same stuff, would you think in the offseason about flipping him, getting out in front of it? Like, let's say they finish on the out. Let me ask you this: they finish on the outskirts of making the playoffs this year. He's not as good as he was his rookie year. He's now got a head injury. We know how squirrely that can be. And you're like, I know a lot of fans have been annoyed with him this year in Houston as well because of the hats that he wears. I got to tell you, you wish you could give lessons to these guys on what hats not to wear, especially during baseball playoffs. Neither here nor there. Once you have a year, let's say they just missed the playoffs. Let's say they just make the playoffs as a wild card, and then they get bounced. Do you reevaluate these things going into the offseason and be like, hey, the Jets will offer us 2 first-round picks for CJ Stroud? You don't get to say no. I said that they just did. So
no, you don't.
Well, I just said that they did.
You're all of a sudden not the biggest
CJ Stroud fan. All of a sudden, Vlad.
I want Mendoza. That's the thing.
Interesting,
Tobin. If you do this and ride it out with Davis Mills with that defense, you know who do you become? The Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, but you don't have to go.
Now you're searching for a quarterback.
But nobody says you have to go with Davis Mills next year. I'm saying.
The
trade deadline passed. You obviously can't do this now. I'm just saying, like. You go into this year, let's say that they're this good on defense, and you're like, meh, CJ Stroud our guy for the rest of the year? I don't know. I think it's definitely got to be a conversation for them.
Oh, why don't you just shore up the offensive line and get some weapons for your quarterback so that he can be the quarterback that he was his first year? Because that's what happened.
Yeah, but they didn't have an offensive line his first year either.
They had receivers.
They had receivers.
They went and got receivers the second year, and he wasn't as good.
They got more receivers, and then they all got hurt.
All right.
Stephon Diggs, hurt. Christian Kirk, hurt. Nico Collins, missed games. Joe Mixon, missed games. still won the division, still won a wild card game.
Flips quick, though.
Still got to the division
round. It flips quick, though. They're not the division favorite anymore.
Well, that's because Indy's having one, you know, a good season. But guess what?
And where do they get their quarterback? Just off the street.
Right, because the quarterback that they drafted didn't
was terrible.
Right, but didn't do the things that CJ
and they knew
Stroud
that they couldn't.
Did.
He didn't do what CJ Stroud did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, which is a lifetime in football. We keep doing this. We did the same thing with Tua. If we had the quarterback that Tua was 2 years ago, the Dolphins would be in a much better spot. He's not the same guy. That's my point. And the Dolphins made the mistake of investing in him.
Are we looking? I don't want to seem like I'm apologizing for Tua. But what role did Tua play with the defense not giving up a punt in 11 quarters?
He didn't play any role, but he's also led the league in turnovers this year. Right? Get out of here, dude. He's had a huge hand on the team being terrible, not just the defense. Come on.
Okay.
What are we doing? He leads the league in interceptions. He's been a turnover machine all year.
Okay.
Well, the difference between the Dolphins and the Texans are winning.
Yes.
That's it.
Right.
So that's the difference.
But my point is, you got roped into like what Tua was 3 years ago, where CJ Stroud was that same year. It's like a lifetime ago. Football flips.
I get it. But one guy's in his third year. Like, that's his third year. He's still like in his rookie deal. The other guy's in his second contract, and he's making this mistake.
Yes, for now. But the Dolphins eventually got to that line of demarcation after his good year, and they're like, all right, we think he's this guy. If he kept going on with this year and he's kind of like, and then you're like, is he? And you come to that Bill and be like, is he the guy from his rookie year? I don't know. You're going to always think that it's in there. Jaguars thought that with Trevor Lawrence. Oh, he's going to dial it up. He's going to show us that stuff like he did when the comeback against Justin Herbert. All the things you've said, better line, new coach, new receivers, still Trevor Lawrence.
I would say this.
6-4 is good.
One of the reasons why I always take a pause with all of this talk is because when people want to get rid of their quarterback, and the answer is always anybody else.
Well, it's not anybody else. The point is, you have an identity as a team, and then you got to decide on this guy. Hey, incredible rookie year. There's talent there, but you always wonder on some of these guys, like, hey, was that flash in the pan? Is he putting in the work the same way? Is he really a franchise guy? Or if you could actually get out in front of him and be like, hey, we could get the farm for him. You know, I'm not saying just cut. I'm not sitting here just saying.
Did it take Josh Allen like 4 years?
It took him like 3 years. It's a little bit opposite, honestly. He started slow and then worked his way up. This guy started like a rocket ship.
But applying the way you talk about quarterbacks right now, Josh Allen would have never got to that first contract.
You're taking it in reverse.
He
got better as the years went on. This guy started off amazing, and it's kind of tailed off.
But he's still I'm not talking, we're talking about Tua or Stroud?
Stroud.
He's still in his first contract.
Yeah, I understand. So, but you're doing the argument with Josh Allen for his first 3 years, and I'm telling you, it's different trajectories. One guy improved, one guy hasn't been as good since his rookie year.
He's only played 3 years.
Okay, dude, but we go into this year, this fourth year, which is a critical year, because you're either going to probably invest in him or you might franchise him.
Hold on. His rookie year, 63% completion percentage.
Dude, I know his rookie. 4,000
yards.
I don't need to know
23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
I don't need to know his rookie year was awesome. I've literally laid that on the table the entire argument.
The following year was 63% completion percentage, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
That was the same guy. That was the same guy to you last year. He's been the same guy since his rookie year. You're going to sit here and say that?
The numbers aren't that different.
It's not the numbers. I'm talking about the games, dude. Have they been the same?
The game. So you're talking about the guy in his rookie year who didn't have an offensive line and won the division, and the following year, the same guy who didn't have an offensive line and won the division.
All right.
Okay.
CJ Stroud Club. Take a break.
So
back after this.
So back-to-back divisions, and then this year.
Oh, dude, that division. So. Winning that division, I mean, like, come on. It's like winning the Kentucky Derby with a zebra. Like, come on. It's the AFC South.
You've been boxed in.
Get out of here, dude. The South? Out of here. Back up.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Miami Heat will be back in action tonight. They are taking on the Chicago Bulls. You'll hear Solana and Tommy Tag, 6:45 pre-Heat will get you going. Speaking of Solana, join WQM, Solana and Dr. Pepper tomorrow at Walmart in Miami at 3200 Northwest 79th Street from noon to 2 for your chance to score tickets to see a professional basketball game in Miami. Who could that be? Looking to try something? One-of-a-kind, feast your taste buds with the new Dr. Pepper flavors, bold. Dr. Pepper meets sweet and exciting flavors like cherry, blackberry, even zero sugar. Stop by Walmart at 3200 Northwest 79th Street in Miami to try Dr. Pepper flavors today. It's a pepper thing. Don't miss it.
A professional basketball game in Miami?
I can't say what it is.
It could be unrivaled.
You guys are going to have to determine that.
Yeah, it could be the women's league.
We, too, have tickets to a professional basketball game in Miami. It's called Heat Mavericks. We'll give that away before the end of the program today. And Frog Boy is going to hop on here in about 30 minutes. He's going to take the reins from me because I'm going to head down to the Kaseya Center, Leroy. Boots on the ground for the Anthony Joshua, Jake Paul press conference, which We're going to see what's what there, some shenanigans, but see the arrival of both of them down here in Miami, and we'll see if this is a real fight, freak show, or if it's just a circus. I don't know.
Up until this point, he hasn't really fought anybody that could hurt him.
Not like this, for sure. Knock him out cold. Yeah. I mean, he's fought Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva's one of the great strikers of all time. He's old.
I mean, okay. Not like this.
Yeah, not like this. Not like a former heavyweight champion, 6'6", former Olympic gold medalist.
If they go tap-tap, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah.
What? Leroy, if Joshua don't know, knock that guy out and make him turn into Martin after he fought Tommy Hearns, I'm done with it. I'm done with all of this. There's no way Anthony Joshua should lose to Mr. Paul.
Who's favorite?
It's got to be Joshua.
Oh, Joshua, I think, is like a minus 1,200 favorite. I'm honestly surprised it's not deeper than that.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Jake Paul has his own little gambling site.
Yeah.
Okay.
What, you think he's taking a dive?
No. If I'm Jake Paul and I'm plus, make a deal with Joshua. Hey, man,
I think they're making plenty of money. I don't think there has to be shenanigans on that part.
It's definitely shenanigans.
The only person that would seem to benefit would be Anthony Joshua for all the British people betting on him, and he takes a dive.
Well, I mean, you'll move to America or Saudi Arabia.
I suppose so. The thing is with me, people obviously are skeptical at this. I will say the one thing with Joshua's made a ton of money. I don't think Joshua's in – when people, accuse – and I don't think that Jake Paul fights are fixed, just for the record. But for people who do, I could understand – somebody like a Tyron Woodley doing it, or somebody with an MMA career who hasn't made a gazillion dollars. I could understand how you could get kind of the in there, although we've seen some pretty crazy gambling stuff and stories go on. Anthony Joshua's made a lot of money, dude. I mean, he's done a ton of fights in Saudi Arabia. He's a monster star. I don't think you could pay him enough to do that. So I guess the only question with him and probably his flaws of fights is like sometimes when he hurts a guy, he'll kind of let off the gas a little bit. You know, he's kind of he's been hesitant to really go for the kill. Now, he didn't do that against Francis Ngannou. He absolutely sent him to the shadow realm. But we have seen it in past fights where that's kind of – he did that, I probably would say, in the second fight against Ruiz where, you know, he had some success, but he didn't really want to go for the kill shot. It seemed like he was a little squeamish. But the question is, you got a range like that. You got a boxing intellect like that, a reach like that. I mean, can Jake Paul really touch you? And Jake Paul's – the thing with Jake Paul is he's never – he's not been in there with guys of this size, even if people have like the biggest questions about Anthony Joshua's chin, which are legitimate. He's been hurt a lot in his career. His last fight against Daniel Dubois took a beating. But I just think that he's been in there with too many better skilled fighters. You imagine like going from fighting Usyk two fights ago to now you're fighting this guy and you feel like you can't get this guy's tell in like 2 seconds. I mean, you're basically talking about a Hail Mary that would have to take him out, or, as you guys think, foul play.
I don't know. And something about a lot of these guys coming to these fights, something to be said, I'm fighting Usyk and how you get ready for that versus I'm fighting Jake Paul and how you get ready for that.
So, true. Yeah, I mean, he could be training down here Astron style and, you know, be being fed grapes every day by the pool and not.
Glad he going to come down here like Great White Hype.
Oh, man.
A lot of people. That
Terry Conklin?
That might have happened to him because he trained down here, I think, for the Ruiz fight. People thought, I'm a little too focused on Astron, you know. He, like, trained at a mansion. He, you know, didn't go full throttle in that regard. So, I don't know, but. I just, you know, I don't see a world where Jake Paul's knocking him out, and I can't really sit here and say, you guys think that Jake Paul's going to win a decision? So, yeah, I agree with you that Jake Paul probably should get knocked out. The only thing is I have seen Anthony Joshua be pump the brakes on the kill shot, and so maybe he feels some type of way. Because the one thing I would say about him.
He pumped the brake against Ngannou.
He didn't, but he also, like, do you remember how he reacted after he beat Ngannou? He was almost sad about it, you know? Like, he felt bad because he's like, I know that guy shouldn't have been in the ring with me. And so, you know, is there, like, a level of mercy that he's going
hell
in here with?
No.
You can't say hell no. You don't know.
I will tell you this.
If he Jake wants to come Paul back to the barbecue, there'll be no remorse. If he wants
Jake
to
Paul going to do or say something to make him want to break his face. Because he always does.
His card is on the line.
Wow, really?
You can't take an L.
This is for Tyson?
This is for everything. You can't take an L.
Interesting.
Like, Tyson's old. We can make, you know, like, come on, man. There was some shenanigans with that. But you're still in prime fighting condition. And you're prime fighting.
And he's supposed to fight Fury in a year, too. Like, you're going to – if you lose to Joshua, you blow that.
Yeah, you lose
to Paul. You lose to Jake Paul, and then that fight's – I mean – it's already got chinks in the armor on it, but it's always been like one of the biggest British showdowns everybody's wanting to see. You can't fumble that one, too, because now you're talking like multiple millions of dollars over a calendar year. So, yeah, I don't think he's on the take. He should wax the floor with him. We'll see. Take a break. Back after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy. you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy Bouncer.
Yup.
All right, Leroy, we'll start off with our Week 12 slate of the NFL season. This week on the bye, you got the Broncos, Dolphins, Chargers, and Commanders. Starting off at 1 o'clock, the Steelers take on the Bears. Steelers 6-4, Bears 7-3, Chicago a 2.5-point favorite at home. Tickle your fancy?
Is the old man playing?
Yeah, he is playing. I don't know how, because he's going to have to brace himself or hold on to the ball. I guess he's going to be in shotgun the whole game. But, yeah, it tickles my fancy. I'm curious to see
if Chicago,
if Chicago's for real or they just had, you know, some good breaks early in the year.
Also, at 1 o'clock, some might call this one a biggin. The Indianapolis Colts at 8-2 go to Arrowhead to take on the middling 5-5 Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City's a 3.5-point favorite at home. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah.
My fancy.
This is a, like, there's a couple of moments during the year where you kind of see if your team is legit or not. Like, okay, you're 8-2, you're leading the conference, but now you're playing against the old guard. Let's see, you know, if you legit or you just, you know, had things go your way. I think that they're legit. I think Indianapolis is legit. 3.5, I'll take the Colts.
Okay. At 1 o'clock, the Patriots, 9-2, visit the Cincinnati Bengals at 3-7. They're 6.5-point road favorites. And also we have the return of Joe Burrow.
Is he playing? But Chase is out.
Yeah. He's suspended.
But you sure he's playing?
I think he's playing,
he
dude. I think he's playing.
Would you take the risk of playing him on Sunday and then having to play him Thursday night on Thanksgiving?
I think you don't have a choice. I think I mean, unless they're just going to pack up the season.
Your team ain't in no position to be nitpicking.
I don't know, bro. I mean, he's coming off a toe injury. And to play him two times in 4 days, I don't know.
Toes don't play. But he plays quarterback, so it's a little different.
Take your fancy?
No.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Fancy, not tickled.
The Baltimore.
I mean, listen, the Cincinnati's terrible. No matter how many points they score, they're going to give up twice as many. So, like, yeah, it might be a fun game. But Cincinnati ain't going to win that game.
The Baltimore Ravens at 5-5 are hosting the 2-8 New York Jets. Baltimore, a 13.5-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Fancy, not tickled.
No.
Wow. Okay. The Seattle Seahawks at 7-3 are venturing to Music City to take on the hapless 1-9 Tennessee Titans. Seattle is a 13.5-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Fancy, no. Not tickled.
I mean, are these teams, is Baltimore playing good enough to beat a team by 13? Is
I gotta be
Seattle
by 14.
Playing good enough to beat a team by 13 on the road?
Yeah, Seattle is.
Okay.
Yeah, Seattle is.
All right.
Baltimore, I don't know. But it is my Jet, so yeah.
Fancy tickled?
You know, he said fancy, no. Not tickled.
No.
Minnesota Vikings. 4-6, they take on the Green Bay Packers, who are 6-3-1. Green Bay is a 6-point favorite at Lambeau Field. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I always like
fancy is tickled.
Minnesota, Green Bay.
Rivalry.
Yep.
The New York Football Giants at 2-9 with their crazy rookies out. They take on the Detroit Lions at 6-4. Detroit, another big favorite this week, -12.5. Tickle your fancy?
No.
No, right.
Fancy, it's Jameis. Jameis always tinkles people's fancy, man.
Yeah. Is this his first game starting or did he start?
No, he started last week. Threw a pick at the end of the game.
Could have won the game.
Could have. But you know, every time he drops back,
it's Jameis.
And loads that arm up, you're nervous and wondering where the hell is it going.
It's 50-50.
Yep.
Don't feel like we're really.
The first 30-30, man, so it's not out of the realm.
Man, see if we can get a game that tickles your fancy. I don't feel like you're, even the games your fancy's tickled, it doesn't feel like your juices are flowing very much. I don't know, dude. Yeah. I don't know. You seem a little like, are you all right? Did you like have some gnocchi before the game before the show?
No, but Sunday's a good day to not have the Dolphins play because I can put my earbuds in, clean my backyard and my grill.
I don't think you have to
get it ready for Thanksgiving.
You could put the earbuds in, but I think the Browns play at 4 o'clock, so you got them as a plays for them.
I got time.
Shedeur Sanders getting his first start. The Cleveland Browns visit the Las Vegas Raiders. Las Vegas at 2-8. They are 4-point favorites against the Browns. Take your fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Yeah, I'm just interested to see, you know, what Shedeur learned in a week. Because
it's a soft landing. At least it's not like the most vaunted defense in the world.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. It's a soft landing. However, they can get some pressure on the quarterback. Is he going to step up or run back?
You're right.
Yes, sir.
This game is the Spider-Man meme.
Pointing at each other. They're the same.
They're the same.
Yeah. Both. No, I know.
Crosby could wreck havoc on Shedeur.
That's right.
Miles Garrett's gonna wreck havoc on Geno.
He's going to.
That right. I like Cleveland's defense, and I just go with the team with the best player on the field. They got 95.
Yeah. All right. I see you. I got it.
The Jacksonville Jaguars at 6-4 visit the Arizona Cardinals. They're 3-point road favorites. Is this game tickle your fancy? Jags Cardinals.
No, but I'm keeping an eye on the Jags because we just usually assume that they're going to do what they do, but, I mean, last week was a beatdown.
Yeah, they killed the Chargers.
Right, but you
killed them.
Yeah, because they lost the week prior when having a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter to the Texans.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, week to week.
We call this the Dan Day Bowl.
New Orleans, why the can't Atlanta be Bowl, too?
Yeah, I give you too many bowls. I give you the Browns games, the Vikings games. I know this. I know one man, no matter what the record, he's hostile at this game. The Atlanta Falcons at 3-7 visit the Superdome and the 2-8 New Orleans Saints. Saints are 2.5-point favorites. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes.
My fancy is tickled.
Anytime I could turn on the TV and watch Atlanta losing at anything, it brings me joy. However, I don't know if I'm going to turn on the TV and see that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kirk Cousins looked pretty washed when the Dolphins faced him.
Pretty?
He looked pretty washed.
Pretty?
Pretty.
That was a full-blown wash.
I'm just saying, dude. So
no tumble. No dry.
Yeah.
Put some bounce sheets in there.
Oh, you had
to. In the dryer.
Oh, man, you don't want no static. Come on now.
Got it all.
I mean, we hung him outside to dry like the clothes on the line.
Oh man,
with the clips.
You had to put like 5 clips on him, man. That's just to dry him. He's that wash. Yep. He's super soaked.
The Philadelphia Eagles at 8-2 visit the Dallas Cowboys at 4-5-1. Philadelphia is a 3.5-point road favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
My fancy is tickled.
It's pretty amazing. This team is what, 25-2 in their last 27?
Who do you?
And we treat them like they 2-8.
Well, they treat themselves like they're 2-8. They're the most miserable great team in the world.
They don't like their quarterback.
They're all miserable. They're all
all winning.
Yeah, they don't care. They're all just the only guy who seems happy right now is Jalen Phillips. He's the new guy.
Even trade. Jalen for Tua.
Even trade?
Hurts for Tua.
I'd rather have Jalen Hurts.
Yeah? Why?
He's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's been the best player on the field. He can do the tush push. He's proven himself.
Okay. He wins.
Okay. I got you.
Like, is that even a debate right now?
And he's not hurt.
He don't get hurt.
You're taking Tua over Jalen Hurts?
I just asked. It just came up.
I'm asking you the question. Really, you can give an opinion on it, too.
Yeah, they both have totally different skill sets. Like, one quarterback.
How's the view from that
one
fence you're sitting on? Just pick it. Just pick.
You ask the man a question.
You ask me the question. Answer the question.
Who's the coach?
Oh, get out of here. I don't even. You know what? I don't care.
Nah, you know what?
I don't care.
Leroy,
minus
I was with
one.
You, not, yeah, you get
minus one, dude.
Come on, Leroy. How are you going to ask
just
the question?
Pick. Just pick. Just pick.
How are you going to ask
the
question?
Be a sports radio host. Pick.
In current, I take Tua.
Okay. Crazy.
I would.
Imagine if Tua didn't have Devon Achane this year.
I'm just saying. The Tua apologists. You know what? You need a guy like that. Leroy has somebody's back. He has your back. I respect that. I respect that. I mean, I'm just not going to take a guy who's never won a playoff game over a guy who's been to two Super Bowls.
It's
was
insane.
A Super Bowl
it's insane
MVP.
Behavior.
Every Super Bowl he's played, he's been the best player on the field. I'm just saying, yeah.
Sunday Night Football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visit the L.A. Rams. Bucs 6-4. Slumping a little. Rams 8-2. I think we're going to get about a gazillion packages about the McVay Baker Mayfield bromance that they had for his little fling with the Rams.
Yep.
Well, that was a fling.
It was a fling. But you know, they're going to say, oh, this was what turned you around, Baker. No. They're turning you around. They're going to do that nonstop.
You just went full Berman.
That's how they're going to be, dude. That's how they're going to be. You know, Chris Collinsworth's going to talk about it. It's going to be crazy. But Rams are 7-point favorites.
He's going to go crazy for
Stafford. This game tickle your fancy?
Yes.
My fancy like is tickled.
I like storylines. I like I'm starting to have questions about Tampa, though. They're banged up, right?
They're banged up.
No, I know. I know.
It ain't questions. If you banged up, you're banged up. You still played close. I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns. It still wasn't almost enough. Like, Tampa's a good team, but the Rams, that's a really good team.
Are they? Is it between
They're going to get better. You know they have the Falcons' first-round pick next year?
You think the Rams are the best team in the NFC right now?
Si.
Huh? Yeah.
Let me say it in French. Oui.
Would you go – who would you go in the AFC? Indy?
No.
Who?
New England.
Okay. All right.
Finally, Monday
Night
Football.
Crazy, right?
Finally, Monday Night Football. The Carolina Panthers at 6-5.
No.
They got a winning record. You can't. No, I'm not going to allow that. You can't nope a 6-5 team.
Oh, who cares?
Okay, go.
Take on the San Francisco 49ers at 7-4. San Francisco's a touchdown favorite. Tickle your fancy?
A touchdown favorite?
Yep.
But they're 6-5. They're only one game apart.
Yeah, so, but they just
it's Monday Night Football.
They don't believe in Bryce
Young.
They just don't believe in Bryce
Young. I mean,
Young.
You could watch Heat Mavericks that night. You don't got to watch football.
Yeah, I go back and forth.
Oh, who cares?
That is Tickle My Fancy. Back after this.
Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.